This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another post from r/AmITheBootyHole, the subreddit where people post scenarios and commenters decide who's at fault. Today's post, am I the booty hole for throwing my kids' clothes onto the floor when they don't fold their clothes neatly? So, I've always been kind of a neat freak mom the entire time my kids have been alive. I always expect their rooms to be clean, and I check their drawers, closets, storage bins to make sure they don't just shove stuff in there to make the room appear clean. The kids, who are 16, 13, 9, and 6, are all responsible for putting away their laundry, and my oldest two are responsible for folding their own clothes. Which bothers me because my 13-year-old folds his clothes in a way that bothers me. He rolls them up instead of properly folding them. Ever since the kids have been home and have more free time, I am more strict about the way they put away their clothes. I expect their clothes to be folded in a certain way and organized in a certain way in their drawers. I read from a mommy blogger a few years ago that when her kids' drawers weren't organized, she would make a mess for them to organize the right way. I considered it for a few years, but now that the kids are old enough, I think it's the way to go for us. I haven't had to do this until yesterday. I walked into my 16-year-old's room while she was FaceTiming her boyfriend and saw her basket of laundry that needed to be folded, and out of curiosity, I opened her drawers and saw she shoved her clothes in there. I started making a mess, and she screamed, "Mom, why?" And I told her she knew why. After that, I walked out of her room. She explained to her boyfriend what I did, and he says, "Your mom's effing crazy, bruh." And I peek my head into her room, give her a look, and she ends the call with him and breaks down crying. I told my husband what happened. He told me, "I knew you said you were gonna do that, but I didn't know you would actually follow through." This morning I woke up to a note on my daughter's door saying, "Until mom can get mental help, I'm staying with my aunt," my sister. I texted her, no response. I tried contacting my sister, who said she has no plans to return until I get mental help and stop being such a controlling bitch. My husband, sister, and mom are all against me, and this hurts. I don't think it harmed my daughter. It benefits her and helps her stay organized. You are the booty hole. You know who acts like this? Marine Corps drill instructors. Why? To mentally F with recruits. This is not okay within the family unit. It's insane that you think it's okay to control how your kids fold their clothes in their drawers. OP, what is the goal of your behavior? Is it to prepare your children for the world? Or is it to impress the mommy bloggers? Because it really seems like you're more concerned with looking like a good mom than being one. Folding clothes wrong isn't really going to impact their life in the future. It truly isn't. They're folded and put away, and that's what matters. What is going to impact them is growing up with a mother who shouts at them and humiliates them and controls them with unnecessary chores and nitpicking. You're gonna end up with kids who leave the house as soon as they can and who never come back to visit. I think most mommy bloggers are gonna end up with effed up kids who need therapy and distance from their narcissistic mothers. Don't follow their bad examples. You are the booty hole. Teacher here. This is teaching your kids that you are controlling, that their space and ways to accomplish a task aren't respected, and that your way is the only way to do something. This isn't helping them be organized. This is not a normal or typical parenting method. Is this how you would want someone to help you learn a new skill or habit? Any student that I've had who has a parent like this has cut contact with them as soon as they can. Is this what you want? You need to find a therapist immediately. Your daughter has awesome boundaries, and it is great that she won't put up with someone treating her poorly. It is great that your sister is a trusted and supportive adult in your child's life. I suspect that this is one of many controlling incidents, or your daughter would not have left. You are the booty hole. You shouldn't even be in your older two children's room much, let alone going through their drawers. Plus, just because they do it differently than you, doesn't make it the way they put their clothes away incorrect. What he did was take objectively clean clothes and put them on a dirty floor. Your oldest girl was right to go to the aunt for a cooling off period with you. She's in safe hands. For what it's worth, you have to give your teen some level of independence now, for them to be functional adults later, or for them to want any relationship with you. Kids that are micromanaged, from what I've seen, really go a bit too wild in college and whatnot. So if you're trying to make everything backfire later, by all means, continue being controlling to this unreasonable degree. My childhood best friend had a similar mom. If her room was messy, her mom would either mess it up more or leave sticky notes by every mess about how she didn't deserve to even have a bedroom or possessions. I remember one time there was a sticky note saying she was going to be alone her whole life because she was such a slob. Also, the messiness would be like an unmade bed or a dirty t-shirt hanging off her hamper instead of fully in. It was really messed up. You are the booty hole, for sure. It's their space, and to be honest, I don't see how their drawers being organized bothers you at all. So what if they just shove their clothes in there? It's their loss for being unorganized, but just let it go. I can sort of understand wanting a clean room, but really? Going into their space and making a mess? Especially while she's on the phone with her boyfriend? How embarrassing. And our update from OP. Almost 2 months ago, I made a post on here about me throwing my daughter's clothes onto the floor when they weren't folded neatly. Well, that post really blew up. People on Twitter also chimed in. Well, the night I made the post, I was still in serious denial. I replied to some comments and my denial was perfectly clear for everyone to see. The day after, I read some more comments and messages I received from everyone. I resorted to the guest room and cried for hours. I read some people tell me that their moms were similar to me, and they no longer have relationships with them. That was truly my worst fear. I seriously love my kids more than anything on this planet, even if my actions don't always show it. I booked a virtual appointment with a psychologist who diagnosed me with OCD and let me know she would help me. I have since had about 8 sessions with her, and she has been a big help. Of course, I still have a long way to go, but I have been noticing some improvements already. As for my daughter, she stayed at my sister's house and came home a few days later, after I told her that there would be major improvements made in my behavior. I sat all the kids down and told them that I had the resources to not be such an overbearing a-hole to them anymore. One thing I do want to address is the fact that I was usually controlling with my kids, but the incident I wrote about was the one that sent both me and my daughter over the edge. Me and her are on much better terms. I want to thank Reddit for waking me the hell up to become a better mom and wife. I also want to apologize to anyone who I brought back bad memories to. I want to have relationships with my children until we all grow old, and I know so many of you guys don't have that, which breaks my heart. But also hearing your stories gave me a big change of heart and are helping me fix my relationships and become a better person. Reading the original thread is making me realize just how much effed up stuff my own parents put me through and why I have a difficult relationship with them. Good on you for taking the steps to do better, OP. Parental abuse is something that takes an entire lifetime to recover from, if recovery ever happens. It may be hard, but I'm wishing you and your family the best. Hopefully, things will become much happier and healthier for you all. Hey, good for you on taking the initiative and changing for the better. I hope your kids admire the changes you're making to be a better parent to them. OCD is super hard without help to manage, so congrats. I wasn't expecting a wholesome update like this. I really thought OP would be coming back to double down. What a nice surprise. This is Am I the Booty Hole Goals right here. And that's going to wrap up today's post. Reddit to the rescue. Her posting on this changed her life and changed her for the better. I'm so happy to hear this wholesome update, like the one commenter said. Let us know your thoughts about this one in the comments below. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/amithebootyhole and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening.
Enjoying the podcast? An easy and effective way to support us is to simply subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description box below. It would mean so much to us. As always, thank you for listening.